Welcome to No Compromise Radio, a ministry coming to you from Bethlehem Bible Church in West Boylston. No Compromise Radio is a program dedicated to the ongoing proclamation of Jesus Christ, based on the theme in Galatians 2, verse 5, where the Apostle Paul said, "But we did not yield in subjection to them for even an hour, so that the truth of the gospel would remain with you." In short, if you like smooth, watered-down words to make you simply feel good, this show isn't for you. By purpose, we are first biblical, but we can also be controversial. Stay tuned for the next 25 minutes as we're called by the divine trumpet to summon the troops for the honor and glory of her King. Here's our host, Pastor Mike Abendroth.
Welcome to No Compromise Radio Ministry. My name is Mike Abendroth, and today, I think it's Thursday, October something or other. I'm looking forward to being in the Czech Republic soon and Poland. That we'll have a No Compromise Youth Conference. And then a pastor's conference there. Looking forward to serve with my friends, Tomek and Radek and Lance and Loisa, Marcus. Who else do I know over there? I probably know a bunch of people, but I just can't remember. I've been reading a lot of books on Poland and World War II before I go, because I'll try to visit a few of those spots, Gdansk and some other places. 1939, September 2nd. Does that sound right? Anyway, today on No Compromise Radio, part two, New England Primer. The New England Primer. If you don't know about the New England Primer, I hope you'll go to Google or whatever your search engine is and type in New England Primer. Now, you can find an old copy that you can leaf through digitally online, or you can get a PDF that I have here. And I'm using the 1777 edition, New England Primer. What are some of the primary things you teach your children? And in the day and age of teaching our children, don't be a cutter, bullying classes. I have kids in public, private, and homeschool throughout the years. This year, let's see, one in college, one in homeschool, one in a public high school, one in a public junior high. So see, there's enough fun to go around for everybody. And so when my junior high kid comes home and says, "Dad, there's a class on depression, cutting, suicide, and something else." Actually, she didn't say it. I got something from the school in a sealed, hermetically sealed envelope. And it had all the information, suicide prevention, lifeline, and stuff like that. I'll talk about this another show, too. But anyway, it's a parent's newsletter, SOS Signs of Suicide, ACT. I thought it was interesting that they've stolen the acronym for prayer. Acknowledge, care, and tell. Acknowledge that you're seeing signs of depression, self-injury, or suicide. Care, let your friend know. Tell them you're concerned. If you hear somebody, you know, you see somebody else do it, tell a trusted adult. That's the bridge to safety. And it's got all the stuff about bullying. But I just read the other day in the Drudge Report that as bullying education goes up, how not to be a bully, of course. Who likes a bully? As that goes up, there's more bullying. You know what? I'm not happy for more bullying. But when you teach kids how to cut and what cutting is and what it feels like and why do you do it and stress release and all this kind of stuff, there's going to be more cutting. When I grew up, I know it was Nebraska. I know it was the 1960s. If you cut yourself, it was by accident because you were running around the neighborhood playing hide-and-go-seek or something, and you accidentally cut yourself. Self-hurt, self-injury. I could never figure that out. And so you educate your children about the horrors of cutting and depression. And I'm not saying cutting's not a real issue. It is. I've met people who are cutters. But when you're teaching little kids, now you might immediately say, "Well, that's why we homeschool our kids." Well, good for you. I homeschool my kids too. Not all of them. I have, let's see, has there been any semester I've homeschooled them all? Yes, there has. So I get it. But here's what I'm after. I'm after today, not homeschool, public school, private school, but I'm after how you, as a parent, theologically educate your kids. I'm not talking about homeschool curriculum. There's some wonderful homeschool curriculums, and then there are other naive parents who just think, oh, it's homeschool. I bought it at the convention. It must be good. And so that's not true either. People are not saved through homeschooling. You say, well, they're not involved with all this other stuff. Okay, I understand. Again, this is not where I'm going today, although I guess I could go there someday, but today isn't the day. If I wanted a lot of hate mail, I could probably do that and do like family integrated thing. The other day I said I had to describe family integrated worship with one word, and I said immature, and so somebody online wigged out. Can you say wigged out on the radio? Hey, the good news is this is my show now. I don't have to pay V&E to run it. You can't write to WV&E if you don't like this. You just stop listening, I guess. I guess you could call Brandon because these things run on Worldview. So, New England Primer, and they use the alphabet to teach the kids. And so far, yesterday we looked at the alphabet that began with A, in Adam's fall, we sinned all. C, Christ crucified, for sinners died. Trying to use the alphabet to teach children alphabetical words and teach them theology. G, as runs the glass, our life doth pass. So you have a little hourglass. And so today we're starting with G after that long 5-minute and 40-second introduction. G, you've got a little hourglass. And as the little granules of salt or sugar, whatever's in that hourglass, sand, slowly filter through, that's our life. And the weird thing is, at 53, I've seen that happen. I've seen that happen with my eyes, with my ears. I think every 10 years you shrink a half an inch after 40. Or if you've got a bad back like me, it's already been like an inch and a half. As runs the glass, our life does pass. So even with Ecclesiastes chapter 12, hey, young people, when you have a body that's fully functional and at top form, use that to serve the Lord. Fear God in the days of your youth, right? H, my book and heart must never part. The Bible and my heart must never part. J, this is an amazing one. See, these are things that the New England Puritans and their ilk and their like taught the children that we don't think about so much. Job feels the rod, yet blesses God. Though he slay me, yet I'll trust in him. Kiss the rod. When I've been through very difficult times in my life, mother dying, listen, I'm sinful like the next person, and I'm growing in grace. But for whatever reason, God putting good teachers in my life, having an excellent pastor, MacArthur, model teacher. Even though I said, Lord, I'm hurting, I don't think I said why too much. But I never said, God, I hate you. God, I can't stand you. God, what are you doing? I never said that. Why? Because for whatever reason, in my sanctification, and I'm not trying to be prideful, that's not the point, because whatever I have, I've received it. I just know what I deserve. And every day is extra. Every day's cream. Every day's icing. Every day is, you know, thinking all these times. I know this is not a Calvinistic thought, but all the times that I could have died but didn't. I mean, I know since God chose me in eternity past, there's no way I could die and go to hell. But from the earthly perspective, you die without Christ, you go to hell, and choking on food and car accidents and all these things, it's amazing. And so it's good to teach the kids that you bless God no matter what. K, proud Korah's troop was swallowed up. Imagine the rebellion against God's ordained leadership, and the earth opens up and swallows Korah and his troop like kids. L, New England Primer, NoCompromiseRadio.com. Lot fled to Zoar, saw fiery shower on Sodom pour. Hmm. And that wasn't because of a lack of hospitality. Allegedly. M. Moses was he who Israel's host led through the sea. I like these. N. No compromise radio. Oh, that's funny. Noah did view the old world and new. Huh. That's interesting. We got the flood in here two times, Noah and his children. I purposely added the R. Oh, young Obadiah's, David Josiah's, all were pious. Pious. Let's try to say that way. Young Obadiah's, David Josiah's, all were pious. You got to have a little, I think maybe in New England slang, that's like four syllables to five. Diction. P. Peter denied his Lord and cried. Q. Queen Esther sues and saves the Jews. R. Young pious Ruth left all for truth. I probably would have had the kinsman redeemer in there myself, but that's okay. Teaching them Bible characters. S. Young Samuel Deer, and this has got S-A-M apostrophe L, Samuel. Young Samuel Deer, the Lord did fear. Samuel feared the Lord when he was young. T. Young Timothy. So see, you've got the young people here. We're teaching young kids. T. Young Timothy learnt sin to fly. Fly from sin. Flee from sin. Run from sin. And then, of course, later, flee from these desires to be rich. V. Vashti for pride was set aside. Not bad. W. Whales in the sea, God's voice obey. I'm glad it doesn't say Jonah was swallowed by a whale because it was a fish, we know. Could have been a whale, but the text. All right, one of my all-time favorite ones. 26 letters of the English alphabet. Of course I love A, in Adam's fall we sinned all. I quote that the most. And I quote this in close second. I should probably have Christ crucified for sinners died second. But for whatever reason, I like to go for this one. X. Xerxes, X-E-R-X-E-S. Xerxes did die, and so must I. So that's what you have the kids say. You know, they repeat these back. Xerxes did die, and so must I. Why? While youth do cheer, death may be near. And you think, come on, what's about all this death stuff? This is just normal. And if you walk around a New England cemetery, it doesn't take you very long if it's an older cemetery to realize moms died, kids died. Well, of course, dads died as well. But they died young. Lots of kids died in infancy, many more than today. Lots of mothers died while giving birth, many more than today. And so while the mortality rate was still the same, one in every one dies, they died earlier and they were preparing their children to die well. I hope you're doing that. Now, with my family early on, we didn't get any of this talk. I mean, I had figured out in my mind that I was going to cheat death, whether that was the elevator deal, jumping at the bottom, or how that was all going to work. I didn't know. I knew people died. I knew I didn't want to die. But I didn't really know the reasons why. I didn't know about sin-bearing myself and the sin-bearer. And so, speaking of death, it's normal to talk about death. I don't think death is natural. Pre-fall, of course, no. Post-fall, yes, that's how things happen. But we need to come to grips with death, to talk about death. Because when you think about death for long enough, I hope you then think about the death of Christ. Jesus died. And that means he had to have a physical body. That means the incarnation had to be true. Phantoms can't be crucified on the cross. We needed Jesus as our representative to be a full man, to be completely human, so he could die on behalf of humans, since he was representing humanity. He was representing, more technically, all of those the Father had given him, the elect ones. So, while youth do cheer, death may be near, we are the ones that have come a long way negatively. Virginia Slim's cigarette deal, you've come a long way, baby. Well, we have come a long way in our educational system as well, because once you exalt man's goodness and devalue God's holiness, everything changes. Everything changes when it comes to education. So while I don't run around, there's that big bug flying around here again. It's actually a stink bug. That's what it is. While I, are there any bad bugs? That's the things. Maybe when I kill this, Xerxes must die and so must the stink bug. Bug. Zacchaeus, he did climb the tree, our Lord to see. So, Mike Abendroth, No Compromise Radio, the New England Primer. Then it has some questions, and these are just Bible information questions. And as I said last time, you're not saved by education. You're not saved by intelligence. You're not saved by knowledge. You're not saved by intellectual data. You're not saved by formal knowledge alone. But without those things, you can't be saved, because you have to know about the object of your faith. You have to know what sin is, and it's a debt against whom. And so while saving faith is more than knowledge, while saving faith is more than assent, it's not less than that. It has to contain that. And so without knowledge, that's why, for instance, at Bethlehem Bible Church and here at No Compromise Radio, I'm trying to fill your mind full of data. And of course, I want the Lord to use that to pervade your entire being, soul/spirit. If you're trichotomous, soul and spirit. If you're quadroterous, then that's a new word. So that's that one's for Ted, of course. Who was the first man? These would be good for adults. Adam. Who was the first woman? Eve. Who was the first murderer? Cain. Who was the first martyr? Abel. Who was first translated? I mean, come on. Who would come up with these? Enoch. Who was the oldest man? Methuselah. Who built the ark? Noah. Who was the patientest man? Job. Who was the meekest man? Moses. Who led Israel into Canaan? Joshua. Who was the strongest man? Samson. Who killed Goliath? David. You see that guy on CNN the other day? He's got some new story about David and Goliath. I don't know what his name was, but he looked like Art Garfunkel. Who was the wisest man? Solomon. Who was in the whale's belly? Jonah. Who saves lost men? Jesus Christ. Who is Jesus Christ? The Son of God. Who was the mother of Christ? Mary. Who betrayed his master? Judas. Who denied his master? Peter. Who was the first Christian martyr? Stephen. Who was the chief apostle of the Gentiles? Saul, the Apostle Paul. Now, for those of you who grew up in the Midwest like I did, or influenced by the Midwest, the Lutherans, we prayed before we ate, pretty much without exception, unless it's like a picnic. Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest. Let this food to us be blessed. Amen. That's just what we said. Even my unbelieving dad, you better say, did you say your prayer? What a great prayer. Lord, would you be our guest here? We know you're not on earth in a body, but we know you're everywhere. And we would like you to be our guest here. That's a good prayer. Eat like you know Jesus is alive. Here's the infant's grace before and after meat, M-E-A-T. Bless me, O Lord, and let my food strengthen me to serve thee for Jesus' sake. Amen. Isn't that a good one? See, this is helpful for parents, because then it gives you a little insight what to do. Here's another one for an infant's grace. I desire to thank God who gives me food to eat every day of my life. Amen. So that's nice. Here's another one. What's right and good, now show me, Lord, and lead me by thy grace and word. Thus shall I be a child of God, and love and fear thy hand and rod. Excellent advice here on No Compromise Radio. New England Primer, type it in your search bar, New England Primer. You can look at the old original ones, which are interesting, and or you can pull up the PDF. If you'd like to write me, it's info@nocompromiseradio.com. If you would like to send me, I'm trying to think of something funny. Send me some PDFs so you can attach those. I'll run the virus scanner first. Oh, I use a Mac, so I think I'm okay. All right, what else do we have? Next, an alphabet for lessons for youth. So when they're little, you teach them, in Adam's fall we sinned all, Xerxes must die, so must I. Christ crucified, for sinners died. Teach them those kind of things. Zacchaeus, he did climb the tree, our Lord, to see. Now it expands as the kids grow older. An alphabet for lessons for youth. I don't think I have enough time for all these, but let's just pick a few. Randomly. A wise son maketh a father glad, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. So we're using the alphabet to teach Bible verses. What a great idea. B. Better is a little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith. C. Come unto Christ, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and he will give you rest. D. Do not the abominable thing which I hate, saith the Lord. Here is an excellent one. E. Not for excellent, but E. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Doesn't even say be born again, like you can do it. Just a statement of fact. You better be born again. F. Foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. L. Skipping to L. Liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone. M. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. N. See how wise they are here? Listen. Now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. Q. Quit you like men. Be strong, steadfast in the faith. Quit ye like men. R. We referenced this verse either yesterday or today. Remember thy Creator in the days of thy youth. T. Trust in God at all times, ye people, pour out your hearts before him. You, upon the wicked God shall rain an horrible tempest. W, woe to the wicked, it shall be ill with him, for the reward of his hands shall be given him. Z, zeal hath consumed me, because thy enemies have forgotten the word of God. And then it goes on to the Lord's Prayer, the Apostles' Creed, Dr. Watts' Cradle Hymn, which is a very interesting thing. Starts off, hush, my dear, lie still in slumber. Holy angels, guard thy bed. Then it talks about our duty to our neighbor, the Savior's golden rule, the sum of the Ten Commandments, advice to youth from Ecclesiastes, some proper names of men and women to teach children to spell their own. So Ebenezer and Moses and Malachi, Xerxes, Zebulon, women's names, Grace, Patience, Priscilla, Lydia, Rachel. And then it gives a variety of little poems. And then we have right here the shorter catechism from the Westminster Divines. And so today on No Compromise Radio, we're looking at the New England Primer. I hope this would spur you on to up your teaching. You ought to teach your children satisfaction. You ought to teach your children substitution. You ought to teach your children other theological words like those, propitiation. Why? because everybody else is dumbing things down. Let's try to get them to read the Bible and understand it. That's what we're after. And I'll leave you with this. Lines that you should learn by heart from the New England Primer. Have communion with few, be intimate with one, deal justly with all, speak evil of none.
No Compromise Radio with Pastor Mike Abendroth is a production of Bethlehem Bible Church in West Boylston. Bethlehem Bible Church is a Bible-teaching church firmly committed to unleashing the life-transforming power of God's Word through verse-by-verse exposition of the sacred text. Please come and join us. Our service times are Sunday morning at 10:15 and in the evening at 6. We're right on Route 110 in West Boylston. You can check us out online at bbcchurch.org or by phone at 508-835-3400. The thoughts and opinions expressed on No Compromise Radio do not necessarily reflect those of WVNE, its staff, or management.